With open hearts.
我们亲爱的天父, 我们今天用开的心来到你面前。
We want to receive from you this day what you have for us.
我们要从你那里, 来收取你今天要赐给我们的。
We realize our own needs.
我们明白我们的需要。
But you know our hearts far better than we do.
但是你
And thank you, Lord, for the promise that you have given to us. That you are able, by your Holy Spirit, to create in us a new heart. And make brand new persons out of our lives. And that's what we desire this morning. And so we pray in the name of Jesus that you will hear our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to be here with you today.
很高兴今天能够到你们这里来。
Last Sunday morning, I was driving to the Bay Area for a meeting.
上个主日我在 湾区要去参加一个会议。
But I did not get very far from my home, only about a half a mile.
但是呢, 我没有走得很远, 只走了大概半里路。
And a car ran right smack into us.
然后有个车呢, 就撞上我们。
And as a result of that, I have a new car today.
那也因为那个事情呢, 我今天有一辆新车。
Unfortunately, a person driving ran a red light and smacked right in the front of us.
那很不幸的那个, 有个人开车, 他闯红灯, 就撞上我们的车。
I am sure that was not her desire when she got up that morning.
我相信当那个人, 那天早上起来的时候, 这不是她想要做的。
And if this had happened a split second later, both of us would be in heaven today.
如果这个再晚一秒发生的话呢, 我们两个人都, 今天都会在天上。
But we are thankful that the Lord protected us.
但是我们感谢主保护了我们。
My wife could not come this morning. She still feels a little bit of the shock.
我的妻子今天不能来, 因为她还是在受惊之中。
But we are so grateful that God sent some angels to surround our car and also gave us some good airbags.
然后, 哦, 我们感谢神带, 差遣天使啊, 来, 在, 我们的周围保护我们的车子, 我们也感谢着我们车子有很好的那个期待。
So this is how we started the new year.
这就是我们就是这样开始这个新的一年。
Now it's interesting that 7 years ago, the Lord had to do some work on my heart.
很有意思的是, 7年以前, 神要在我的心中做一个工。
And I had to have an open heart surgery.
那个时候呢, 我的心脏就要做一个手术。
And now 7 years later, the Lord preserved my life again.
那么七年以后, 耶稣, 神又再一次保守了我的生命。
And very obviously, God has something more for me to do.
所以呢, 很明显的, 神还有工要我做。
And I trust that as the days go by, God will increasingly allow me to labor not in my own strength, but in what he provides.
那么我愿意神在我以后的岁日里, 我能够服侍他, 不是用我的能力, 乃是用他的能力。
Now, all of you will be celebrating a new year this coming week.
那么这来的一周, 你们会要庆祝一个新年。
And whenever you make this transition from an old year into a new year, it's always good to reflect on what the past has taught us.
那每当我们从旧的一年过渡到新的一年的时候呢，是这个时候呢，是最好能够反思过去的一年我们学到了什么。
And I think it's important that we learn to think back and see what are the lessons God taught us this past year.
我们应该在回顾的时候呢，就想到说，在过去的一年，神教导了我们什么功课
？What are the expectations of the new year?
那么我们对新的一年有什么展望
？Are there some changes that need to take place in our lives as a result of that?
在我们的生命中呢，有没有什么需要改变的地方
？I think for all of us who want to follow the Lord Jesus, these are things that we need to consider.
那么我。对于我们这些有心跟随耶稣的人，这些问题是我们需要考虑的。
I am sure all of us have a deep desire in our hearts that we want to grow more as Christians this year.
我们相信在我们心内心的深处，我们都有这样的意愿，愿意在这个新的一年呢，能够更在成长。
I'm sure that God has given us a hunger and thirst for learning more about Him.
我相信神呢，给了我们这样的饥渴，愿意更认识他。
In fact, even Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
耶稣基督也说过，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Now.How do we get there? That's the question.
我们怎么样到达那里呢？这是问我们的问题。
How can the changes take place in my life that I really desire?
我真正想要在我的心中的改变，怎么样能够得到呢
？God is willing to give us the best.
神是愿意给我们那最好的。
But do we recognize it?
但是我们会不会认得
Do we really desire what God's best for our lives is?
那我们是不是真正想要神要给我们的那最好的
And that's what I want to talk about today.
这就是我今天要跟你们讲的
As we were closing this last year, I was checking Facebook and saw something a dear friend of mine had written.
当要结束这个旧的一年的时候呢，我在脸书上看到我的一个好友的发布。
And I want to read that to you.
我要读给你们听。
Because I know the person real well.
因为我对他有相当的认识。
And I thought that what she expressed on Facebook was something that could be beneficial to all of us.
那么我想他在脸书上所写的呢是对很多人都是有益的。
She says, I'm reading everyone's posts about 2017 with mixed emotions.
他说我带着复杂的心情读大人家在那2017年在脸书上的发布。
2017 was a rough one for me.
2017年对我而言呢是一个历经沧桑的一年
The hardest of my life
是我这一生最难度过的一年
I'm glad it's ending
我庆幸这一年终于过去了
But with it go some hopes and dreams that I've had to put aside
但同时呢我也放下了一些希望和梦想
I need to acknowledge the beauty it has also brought.
那无可否认的这一年也带给我一些美好的事。
I am closer to my family than I have ever been.
我从来没有跟我的家人这么亲密过。
How blessed I am to have them.
能够拥有他们是我莫大的祝福。
I have rekindled old friendships and made new ones.
我能够重续旧时的友情，也交了一群新的朋友。
With some of the most amazing men and women，
这是一群超乎常人的朋友。
People I respect, admire, and am grateful to have in my life，
他们呢都是我所敬佩的、敬仰的，非常感激在我的生命中能够有这些人。
People are helping me grow and heal。
他们在帮助我成长和痊愈。
Most importantly, it is the year that I turned my prodigal heart around and decided to come back to my faith.
更重要的是我的浪子心肠回转了，我回到我的信仰。
A broken 2017 taught me that in my darkest hour, the one thing I will always have is him, and that is enough.
破碎的2017年教导我，在我最黑暗的时候，我仍然拥有他，而这就够了。
So maybe 2017 wasn't horrible after all.
所以2017年也许不是那么的可怕。
All the sadness had to happen so that the beauty could follow.
也许美景是忧伤带出来的。
For that reason, I will close the year with a grateful heart.
因此我可以用感恩的心来结束这一年。
The person that wrote this was a young lady I had known ever since she was born.
那么写这个脸书发布的是一位年轻的女士，她从她出生我就认识她。
Her parents, very good friends of ours, we were fellow missionaries together in Brazil.
她的父母呢是我们很好的朋友，我们一起在巴西宣教。
But as she was growing up,She gradually started to drift away from the things of God.
可是呢，当他在他成长的过程，他就渐渐的了，从神的事情这转离了。
But then in the last couple of years, she started coming back.
可是在过去的两年呢，他渐慢又回来了。
She got into a marriage that was not a good one.
那么他。他的婚姻呢也不是那么好的。
It was an abusive relationship.
是一个那个彼此虐是这个受虐待的一个关系。
And so this last year, that marriage broke up.
所以呢，在去年那个婚姻破碎了。
And then shortly after that, the doctors discovered that she had cancer.
那么那件事以后不久，医生发现她有癌症。
You can imagine a broken marriage, the announcement of cancer, that must have been a real blow to her.
你们可以想象这对她是何等的打击，一个破碎的婚姻，又听一个癌症的消息。
So when you read what she just said in that note, you begin to understand some of the hurt and the burden in her life.
所以呢当你读他的脸书的发布的时候，你能够感受到他的一些创痛。
But she is beginning to recognize that God has a purpose in everything that He allows to come into our lives.
可是呢，他渐渐的明白，在每一件事呢，神都有他的旨意。
I want you to look at this passage of scripture that we have just read.
我要你们来看我们刚刚读过的这一段经文。
This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
耶和华你的救赎主以色列的圣者如此说。
I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go.
我是耶和华你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。
Now these words were written by the prophet Isaiah.
那么这些话是以赛亚说的。
And do you know how long ago?
你们知道是多久以前？
2,700 years ago.
2,700 年前。
But those words are still true today.
可是呢，这些话在今天仍然是真实的。
And Isaiah brings those things to our attention this morning.
那么以赛亚今天呢？早上就是要我们注意这。
See, God's dealings with the people of Israel are very important for us.
神怎么样跟以色列人相交，对我们来讲是很重要的。
In fact, the whole Old Testament that is written shows us what kind of a God we have.
那么整个旧约就是让我们看见我们的神是怎么样的一位神。
Because all of God's great attributes,
因为神所有伟大的特性,
His greatness,
他的伟大,
His power,
他的能力,
His love,
他的慈爱,
His holiness,
他的圣洁,
His kindness,
他的 恩慈,
His forgiveness.
祂的赦免,
all of these are revealed through His dealings with a little nation called Israel.
那么这一切呢, 在祂跟, 这个一个小小的以色列国相交的时候呢, 都表现出来了。
And if we look at the people of Israel, even today, they remain at the very center of what we are beginning to need for ourselves.
那么今天当我们看以色列的时候, 这个小国家呢, 仍然是在那个中心。
You see one of the great benefits of reading the scriptures.
你知道读圣经的一大好处,
is that we can learn from the examples of the past.
因为呢我们从过去可以学, 教训。
And as we read the Old Testament, we see all of the problems and the mistakes that were made by the people of Israel.
当我们读旧约的时候，我们可以看到， 他们一切的以色列人一切的错误。
And we have the same problems today.
那么我们今天有同样的问题。
So God has given us a book that tells us how to avoid these things.
所以呢，神就给我们一本书， 让我们知道怎么样避免这些事情。
This is what we read in Romans 15.
这就是我们在罗马书， 15章的所，
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
罗马书15章第4节, 从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的, 叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰, 可以得着盼望。
The things that were written in the past, that we have in the scriptures, God's dealings with Israel can teach us.
那么圣经上所写的, 在以色列历史上, 神怎么样对待以色列人, 这些呢, 可以对教导我们。
So notice how this verse starts here.
所以呢, 让我们看, 这节经文是怎么样开始的。
This is what the Lord says.
这是, 耶和华如此说。
This is not what I'm saying.
这个不是我说,
it's not what Isaiah said.
也不是以赛亚说的,
it's what the Lord said.
是耶和华如此说。
You know, if you begin, if you turn to the first verse of the book of Isaiah, that's what exactly he is saying.
让我们翻到以赛亚书的第一节。
He says, Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, I, the Lord, have spoken.
他说, 天哪, 要听, 地爱, 侧耳而听, 因为耶和华说。
God calls the whole world to attention.
神呢, 叫整个世间都来聆听。
And he says, listen to me.
他说, 你们要来听我。
I am the Lord, I'm speaking to you.
我是耶和华, 你们的神, 我在向你们说话。
And that's exactly what God wants to do today.
这就是, 神今天他所想要做的。
He says, I want you to listen.
他说, 我要你们聆听。
I have a message for you.
我有一个信息要告诉你们。
And I am the Lord.
那我是耶和华, 你的神。
There's no one greater than I am.
没有人比我更伟大。
There's no one that you have to pay more attention to but to me.
其他, 我是你们所要, 最, 要注意的一个人。
You must listen to my voice.
你们一定要聆听我的声音。
And then he says again, I am the Lord, I am your Redeemer.
然后他说, 我是, 你的主, 我是你的救赎主。
What does it mean that he's our Redeemer?
他是我们的救赎主是什么意思？
It means I am the one that loves you more than anybody in the world.
这就是说我爱你胜过世上的任何一个人。
There's no one that was willing to give his son to die for your sins, but I did it.
除了我以外, 没有人愿意把他的儿子给你们,为你们而死, 但是我做到了。
My son died on the cross, a cruel death.
我的儿子在十字架上受了很残酷的死。
Not because you were great.
并不是因为你们了不起。
It is because I love you.
而是因为我爱你们。
I am your redeemer.
我是你们的救赎主。
But I'm also the Holy One of Israel.
但是我也是以色列的圣者。
I'm the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
我是你耶和华你们的救赎主，我是以色列的圣者。
When I say something in my word, I mean every bit of it.
当我说话的时候呢，每一个字都是重要的，都是我的意思。
I hate sin.
我恨恶罪恶。
And I want you to be like me in your hatred of sin.
那么我也要你们像我一样恨恶罪恶。
I want you to become holy people.
我要你们成为圣洁的人。
Free from temptation and the power of sin over your lives.
那么不受试探，不受这个罪在你们生命中的影响。
And I am the Lord that speaks to you.
我是呢耶和华向你们说话的。
In other words,I want to be at the very center of your life.
换句话说，我要在你们生命的正当中。
You know, so much of our life is spent where He is not the center of our lives.
你们知道，我们大部分的时候，神都不是在我们生命的当中。
So many times we are more concerned with what do I like.
大部分的时候呢，我们都在顾虑我喜欢什么。
What makes me comfortable?
什么是会使得我更舒适
？What is it that I personally like?
那我个人到底喜欢什么呢
？My happiness, my health, my well-being.
我的幸福，我的健康。
And we tend to forget that it's never about us. It always has to be about God.
我们忘记了的这一切都不是关乎我们，而是关乎神。
And once we take our eyes off God, then we have lost our perspective in the Christian life.
当我们把眼目从神那里收回来的时候，我们的生命就失去了视角。
I have asked young people the question when they started college.
我问那些刚刚进大学的年轻人。
What are you going to study?
你们要学什么呢？
Now, if they're Chinese, I don't have to guess.
如果是他们是中国人呢，我就不需要猜了。
It's either electrical engineering or computer science.
就是说，或者是电机工程，或者是电脑工程。
But you know, it's interesting, and many times I'm answered with one of those two majors.
所以大部分的时候呢，回答就是这两个科目当中的一个。
And I've asked them.How did you happen to choose that subject?
那我就问他们呢，你们为什么选这个科目呢？
And they would say, "Oh, because I like it."
他们会说，哦，因为我喜欢啊。
It's going to be a good job.
我会找到个好的工作。
And then I would ask him a second question.
然后我就问他们第二个问题。
Did you ever pray and ask God to show you what you really should be studying?
你们有没有祷告问神你们到底应该选什么科目呢
And they have looked at me with very big surprise.
然后他们就很吃惊地看着我。
What does God have to do with what I study in university?
我在大学里学什么科目跟神有什么关系呢
You see how our lives center on what we want to do instead of putting...God at the very center of it.
所以你们看见吗？我们的生命就是说围绕着我们想要做什么，而不是把神放在中心。
Would God ever interfere with my plans?
神会不会来干涉我的计划
？Or would I say, "Here are my plans. Now God bless these plans."
或者说，神啊，这是我的计划，请你祝福。
Who is at the center of my life?
谁是在我生命的当中
？What is my purpose in life？
我这一生的目的是什么
？Is it to do what I want to do, or is it what He wants me to do？
我是要做我要做的呢，还是做他要我做的
You know, in the scriptures we read about King David.
在圣经上里我们读到大卫王。
Now David died and he was buried.
那么大卫死了他就被埋葬了。
I don't even know where his grave is.
我也不知道他的坟墓在哪里。
But if I knew,
但是如果我知道的话,
I would go and visit it.
我就会去那里。
And I would look for a tombstone.
那我会在那里要找一个墓碑。
Because often on the tombstone they write some things down about that person.
因为通常人家会在墓碑上写了关于那个人的事情。
And I know what would be written on that tombstone.
我知道大卫的墓碑上会写什么字。
Because it would probably say something what the Bible tells us about David's life.
因为呢，很可能写在上面的就是圣经告诉我们关于大卫的一生。
In Acts 13, we read, when David had served the purposes of God in his generation, he died.
在使徒行传十三章，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意，就睡了。
I think that's what would have been written on his tombstone.
我认为呢，这很可能会是写在他的墓碑上的。
David had only one purpose in his life.
大卫在他的一生只有一个目的。
Not what he wanted to do.
不是他要做的。
But God was the sender. What was God's purpose?
那么，而是神的目的是什么？
I've read somewhere.That we're not here by chance.
我读到过这么一句话，你在这里不是巧合。
We're here by God's choosing.
我们在这里是因为神的拣选。
To fulfill His special purpose in our lives, in our generation.
要在这世代成就他在我生命中特定的旨意。
So if we want to discover what is really best for our lives,
所以呢，如果我们想去找在我们生命当中最好的，
and if we want to move forward into 2018 with a new desire for growth, this has to be the first principle.
而在2018年呢，我们希望成长的话呢，这应该是我们的第一个原则。
That we need to make a clear-cut decision this year.Jesus Christ will be at the very center of everything that I do in my life.
这就是说，在这时候我们要做一个很清楚的决定，就是在2018年，耶稣要是在我所做的一切的决定的当中。
I'm not asking you to make a new resolution.
我不是要你们做一个新年决志。
Because we make those and we break them the next day.
因为我们做新年决志，第二天呢就忘掉。
But I'm going to ask you to make a commitment.
而是现在呢，我是要你们做一个承诺。
That every morning when you wake up,
就说每天早上你醒来的时候，
you say, God, today I want you to be the very center of my life.
也就是说，神啊，今天我要你，是我生命的当中最重要的。
And whatever happens in my life, my first thought always has to be, is God at the center of this?
然后不论有发生什么事，我都会问神是不是在这个当中心。
Are you willing to make that commitment?
你们愿不愿意做这个承诺
？Tomorrow morning, before you get out of bed.
明天早上在你们起床以前
renew that commitment every day.
你们每天呢都重新做这个决定。
This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
这就是耶和华你的救赎主以色列的圣者如此说。
I am the Lord your God.
我是耶和华你的神。
Who teaches you what is best for you.
教训你，使你得益处。
Every day we make lots of decisions.
每一天我们都要做很多决定。
There's never a day that goes by where we are not making hundreds of decisions.
没有一天我们不需要做上百个决定。
There are the big decisions, and then there are the little decisions.
有大的、重大的决定，也有小的。
Sometimes it's a decision what words we use to speak to others.
有的时候呢，这个决定就是说我们跟人家讲话是用什么样的话呢？
And many times when we're faced with a choice, we do not know what is really the right one.
当我们面对选择的时候，我们常常不知道要选哪一个。
But this is where the Lord says, I am the one who will teach you what is best for you.
这里呢，神就是说，我会教训你，使你得益处。
See, God is the one that will teach us.
神是会教导我们的
那一位。And when we have him at the center of our lives,
如果呢，他是在我们的生命的当中，正当中。
Then he has an opportunity to talk to us and tell us what is right for us.
那他就有机会跟我们说话，告诉我们什么是正确的。
Now it's interesting, the Bible also tells us that God's ideas are much different from our own ideas.
那么圣经里也告诉我们神的意念呢，跟我们的意念差别很大。
And the same prophet Isaiah says, God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
那么同样这个以赛也说他的心思高我们心思，他的意念高过我们的意念。
And this is where faith begins.
这就是信心的开始。
Even though something does not make sense to us, but if that is what God says, am I willing to trust him?
如果有些事我们看来并不合理，可是如果这是神要的，我们愿不愿意信靠他？
Do you really trust God to teach you what is best for you?
你是不是相信神会教训你，使你得益处，使你得到最好的。
Or do we think we know better than God?
或者呢，我们认为我们更懂。
How does God teach us?
所以呢，神怎么样教训我们？
Let me mention four different areas how God teaches us.
那我就讲到四点，神怎么样教导我们。
The first one, of course, is through His Word.
那么第一当然是借着他的话。
God has many different ways of how, when we read the scriptures, He can literally speak to our spirits.
所以呢，当我们读圣经的时候呢，神有很多的方法，用他的灵来向我们的灵说话。
You see, the Bible is different than any other book.
你们知道，圣经跟任何一本书都不同。
This is a living book.
这是一本活的书。
All other books are dead books.
所有其他的书都是死的书。
They might contain some very wonderful truths.
那里面呢，也可能有很多很好的真理。
But the only thing about the Bible that's different is it's a book that speaks today to each individual heart.
那么把这个圣经的特别就是说这本书呢在今天是跟每一个人的心说话。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, it's so important that every day we spend time opening the Bible and reading and giving God an opportunity to speak to us, to teach us.
所以弟兄姐妹们很重要的一点就是每天你要打开圣经，你要读圣经，给神一个机会向我们说话。
Do we want to listen to him?
我们要不要听他说话？
That's how he does it.
这就是他就是他的方法。
The second way is through his Holy Spirit.
第二呢就借着他的圣灵。
When Jesus went back to heaven, he says, "I will send you somebody."
当耶稣要升天的时候，他说我要差遣。
And he called him.The Spirit of Truth.
他称他为真理的灵。
And he says he will guide you into all truth.
他要引导你进入一切的真理。
So if we have the Holy Spirit in our lives,
所以如果在我们的生命当中有圣灵，
through his voice he continues to speak and teach us.
那么借着他的声音呢，他一直持续的教导跟我们说话，教导我们。
What a wonderful provision God has made for us!
这个是神给我们何等奇妙的供应。
It's like a GPS system that can never lead us the wrong way.
这是像一个导航系统，从来不会把我们带到错的方向。
But we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
但是我们 可以让圣灵担忧。
We can quench the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以消灭圣灵的感动。
It's up to us.
这是决定在我们。
But God wants us to be filled with the Spirit.
但神要我们被圣灵充满。
A third way that God teaches us what's best for us is through mature Christian friends.
那么第三点，神教导我们呢，是借着成熟的基督徒朋友。
What a wonderful privilege I've had in my Christian life to have had so many friends.
那我在我的一生当中，我有过很多很好的基督徒朋友。
God brought into my life mature friends who have guided me in my Christian life.
所以神呢，把一些成熟的基督徒带到我生命当中来，带领我们，带领我。
So often we can see at things only from our own limited perspective.
因为我们通常呢，只能够从我们有限的角度来看事情。
But God through friends can bring new insights into our lives.
那么神呢，借着我们的朋友呢，可以给我们新的看见。
So it's so important for all of us to treasure the friends God has given to us and also listen to them.
所以呢，我们要重视神给我们带给我们的朋友，而且我们要听他们。
And then there's a fourth way of how God teaches us.
那么神怎么样教训我们呢？还有第四个。
That's one thing we don't want to hear.
这是我们不愿意听的一点。
And that is through pain.
那就是借着痛苦。
It's so true that God many times allows pain to come into our lives to get our attention to listen to Him.
因为很多时候神让我们受痛苦呢，是要引起我们的注意，使我们能够听他的话。
And there is no Christian whom God has used who has not experienced severe pain.
那么神所有用过的基督徒呢，每一个都经历了非常大的痛苦。
The scripture is filled with examples.
那么圣经上有很多的例子。
The story of Joseph in the Old Testament.
那么旧约里约瑟的故事。
If you've forgotten the story of Joseph, it's time to reread.
如果你忘记约瑟的故事呢，这个是重读再读一遍的时候。
And maybe this week you can read the book of Genesis, the first book in the Bible.
也许这个礼拜你可以读创世纪。
It's an amazing story of how God used great pain in Joseph's life to make him the savior of his people.
这是非常奇妙的神，借着约瑟生命当中极大的痛苦，使约瑟能够救他的那个同胞。
You remember the story of Job?
你们记得约伯的故事吗
？All the pain that he went through because God had something better in store for him.
他所经历的一切的痛苦，因为神有更好的要给他。
Look at David's life.
那我们看大卫的一生
All the suffering he had to go through.
他所经过的各样的苦难。
The Bible tells us that if we listen to friends, we are wise people.
圣经说如果我们听从我们的朋友，我们是智慧人。
So the second principle this year.
所以呢，今年的第二个原则。
Listen to what God wants to teach us.
我们要听神要教导我们什么。
And I'm again asking you today to make a commitment saying, I want to listen to God's voice speaking to me.
我要你们今天做这个承诺，我愿意听神要跟我说什么。
And then the last principle is, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, who teaches you what is best for you,Who directs you in the way you should go?
那就是耶和华你的救赎主以色列的圣者如此说：我是耶和华你的神，教训你，使你得益处，引导你所当行的路。
I wish I had an hour to talk to you about how God does that.
我希望这个我还有一个小时可以讲这一点。
But we don't have time this morning.
但是今天早上我们没有时间。
But God will direct our steps in a very clear way.
神呢会很清楚地引领我们的每一步。
And I have experienced that so much in my own life.
在我的一生当中呢，我无数次地经历过。
I was born in China.
我在中国出生。
God then sent us to Taiwan to be missionaries.
那么神嘛把我们差派到台湾去做宣教士。
And then directed us to Brazil.
然后呢又把我们带到巴西。
Then to Germany.
然后到德国。
Then to Africa.
然后到非洲。
And then back again to China.
然后又回到中国。
I could tell you hours of how God directed our steps.
我可以花好几小时告诉你们神怎么样引导我每一步。
But every one of those decisions, major decisions in my life, were based on what God was directing me in from Scripture.
所以我一生当中所有重大的决定呢，都是圣经上的经文来引导我。
So when God directs your steps, say yes.
所以呢，当神引导你当行的路，你就回答说是的。
Now I've also added verse 18 here at the end.
那么在最后我也加了第十八节。
And that is a very sad verse.
这是一个非常悲剧的一句话。
If only you had paid attention to my commands.
甚愿你素来听我的命令。
Then God's peace would have flown through your life like a river.
然后呢，神的平安呢，就像河水一样流进你的生命。
And when Israel disobeyed God,
可是呢，当以色列人背逆神的时候
，when they rejected Him,
当他们拒绝神的时候
，God wept.
是神哭泣。
Remember Jesus sitting overlooking the city of Jerusalem.
记得当耶稣看着耶路撒冷的时候
，and he wept.
他哭了。
He says, "How often did I want to gather you together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings?"
他说，多少时候呢？我像我像那个母鸡，想把小鸡聚集在我的翅膀下。
But you were not willing.
但是呢，你们不愿意。
And so God's word comes to us today too.
所以今天呢，神的话呢，临到我们。
I can give you what's best for you.
我可以呢，把最好的给你们。
I want to give you what's best for you.
我要把最好的给你们。
Are you willing to receive it?
你们愿不愿意接受？
Or are you rejecting it?
或者呢？你们在拒绝。
That's why we need to make a commitment to God today to put Him first in our lives.
所以今天我们要向神做一个承诺，要把它放在我们生命的最重要的地方。
To listen to what He wants to teach us.
要听他要给我们的教导。
And to be obedient to His direction.
然后呢，就他给我们的引导，我们遵行。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us.
我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。
And we want to respond also in loving you by keeping your word.
那我们要回应你的爱，我们要遵行你的话。
Bless this congregation.
愿你祝福这个会众。
And grant, Lord, that the desire and commitment to you will increase day by day.
那么愿意他们对你的承诺，对你的委身，能够一天一天的增加。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.